Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
821, I mentioned earlier this morning with Boyce, we were chatting about the governor who has a roundtable discussion today on insulin affordability. And he and the lieutenant governor are going to be there with medical professionals, and they're going to facilitate a discussion. And there's not a whole lot of political leaders involved, just these two for the most part is what we understand, but they want to hear the stories of Minnesotans with diabetes and other insulin advocates. One of those is Nicole Smith-Holt. Nicole, thanks for coming on this morning.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate that because your story is not an easy one to tell, but certainly this roundtable has to be of significance to you today.
It sure does.
Can you share your story with us?
So in 2017, my son, Alex Smith, actually passed away from rationing his insulin because he was not able to afford it. Mm. The price of insulin over the past 20 years has increased over 1,200%, making it unaffordable for most type 1s.
Yeah, so
people are resorting to some very dangerous workarounds to be able to get their life-sustaining insulin.
So 26, no coverage from the parents' insurance.
Right. Yeah, he lasted 27 days after aging off of my insurance plan.
Mm. And then do you know what a monthly cost for insulin would be without insurance and supplies?
His was $1,300.
Wow. So since that time, Nicole, what has transpired?
Wow, a lot has transpired. You know, here at the state level, several months after he passed away, I met with then-Representative Aaron Murphy, and we started working right away on creating some legislation for the state of Minnesota that would protect others from meeting the same fate that Alec met. And from there, it just kind of snowballed into, you know, the Alec Smith Emergency Insulin Act. And we've worked real hard for over the past year to create a really strong bill that could get bipartisan support. And it, you know, up until the very last minute of the special session, it looked like his bill was going to pass and it was going to be a safety net for the people of Minnesota. But something happened at the last minute and the bill disappeared.
Could they still possibly get a special session to get this taken care of in another session?
Yeah, there are rumors that our governor has the ability to call a special session still and get this bill taken care of.
What about today? How much do you know about today's roundtable?
So today a few of us advocates are going to have a private meeting with the governor before the roundtable starts and just kind of share a little bit of our personal stories privately with the governor. And then at the roundtable discussion, we're going to include some medical professionals. We're going to share those stories. We're hoping to use this as a platform to really, you know, educate the governor and the assistant governor on insulin affordability issues and type 1 diabetics, their struggle to afford their life-sustaining medications. People, you know, this prior to Alec's death, it seems like, you know, this was not an issue that a lot of people had heard of. And so I'm happy to bring to light for the state of Minnesota the struggle that type 1s are facing on a daily basis to afford their medication.
What happened to it? Wasn't there a point where Minnesota was suing the top three insulin manufacturers? What happened to that case, do you know?
That is still an ongoing lawsuit. So the Attorney General's office is still pursuing that lawsuit.
Nicole, well, it's got to be so hard not having Alec around, but boy, I tell you what, you are you're amazing where you're going to leave a legacy for his life and a memory well-deserved if we can get all of this done. And today will be a real instrumental day to see what happens, and wouldn't that be something if they were able to call another special session and get this handled?
Yes, it would be.
Well, I appreciate you sharing. I know it's not easy. Thanks so much, Nicole, and have a good day over there with that roundtable. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Nicole Smith-Holt, WCCO. We'll cover that for you, obviously, in our news and have more through the course of the day. It is 8:26. This is WCCO's Morning News. Temperature at 57, sun's out.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.